Welcome to the Curio Podcast. We're two old friends who are curious about the world around them. Joined by some people and animals we love, this first podcast is sort of an introduction.
Are we gonna have like so many
fans
and yeah. Advertisers?
Yeah.
Who would advertise on
me?
This
I think that will all bubble up to the surface eventually. Menopause pills,
herbal supplements.
Yeah.
Like
for black cohosh.
Podcast would be the type to like just go viral on Facebook, and then it'd be like
maca.
Because that's where old ladies hang out on Facebook.
Video,
oh, my God.
Like, oh, my gosh, listen to these ladies talk
true.
About whatever the fuck.
Whatever the fuck.
Okay, are we starting over or what?
I think the art of conversation is being lost, frankly, because
yes.
People are communicating with their freaking screens all the time, and they're not face-to-face like this.
And I can see the value with, like, all of my family living scattered.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Of keeping up with people every day that you normally wouldn't keep up with every day.
On the screens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Is that okay?
I have nothing prepared.
I
decided I was going to wing
anything.
It.
I didn't prepare anything.
I was going to write a haiku.
Oh, my.
But then I forgot about it.
That's why we both have notebooks and iPads in front of us.
And iPads.
And pens. Cass is here. This is Cass, everybody. Also, Cassandra. Look, Ziggy looks really mystified. Like, she's got a name. I thought she was Food Girl. I know
that's
Cass.
That's a male dog.
No, that I.
No,
that Ziggy
she's talking
was
about
saying
me.
That Cassie was Food Girl. You know, like in dog in dog brain, like there's Food Girl and
right
car ride. Walkies.
Look at, he looked at me.
He does he know car ride?
Yes.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Walk.
Stop! Why are you doing this? He's looking at me like later, okay? Later. You're okay.
So Cass is Ziggy's
biological mother
and they're kind of like, I think they're both spirit guides. Ziggy and Cass together. Huh, Ziggy. Are you Cassie's spirit guide? Yeah. I know. You are. What do I want to say about Cass? I've known you for a long time. You've lived in lots of different places. You're one of the smartest, kindest, most awesome people I've ever known. And I love you so much. And you have red hair. And you got
I don't though.
Hazel eyes. You do right now. Okay?
I do right now.
You do right now. And I knew you.
You knew me when it
when
was
you
real.
You had red hair. Okay? So I know.
I was looking at it this morning because my roots are growing out, but there's still a patch in the front that's auburn. Like right here.
Are you all silver?
I'm like the last person who did my hair, she said it was like 75%.
Have you ever thought about just going for it? Or
I have been recently, but I'm afraid of looking older than I am. But I guess, how do you look older than you are if that's how you look at that age? I'm not sure. I'm on a bit of a journey right now, and I'm not sure I want to throw gray hair into the mix yet.
Right on. I get it.
I'm looking at like maybe 50. I'll think about it. That's what I'm thinking.
It's hard when, like, inside you're still, like, 25.
Right.
And then your body says, nope, ain't happening.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what happens to me.
My body says nope a lot lately. So, I want to introduce my friend, B. I remember the first time we hung out, we were in communications class together.
Oh, that was the best class ever. That was the best class ever. And they
ever.
Should teach that class in high school. That
to
should
everyone.
Be standard stuff.
We did like group therapy.
We'll talk
therapy
about that later.
In that class.
It was a group therapy class.
Yeah.
It was, bona fide group therapy.
Yeah, I think so.
paid for by the state.
I came to that school. I was brand new, and I was bitter, and I wore all black, and I had moved every year of my life, and so I was over making friends pretty much, and it was like, you were just like this little angel or something. You turned around and looked at me and said, do you want to come watch the wall with me at my house after school? And I was
like, did I say that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I remember that I sat right behind you. We must have been alphabetical.
You sat like kitty corner to me.
Yes.
Because I remember I saw you and I thought, she's new. I want to be her friend. Which was odd because I never really thought that about anybody. Like, I think now more, I think, like, I can identify people.
Right,
really,
but at that age,
like,
you don't really do
jive.
That.
But yeah, at that age, it was more like, I hate everybody.
Well, I remember my first thought about you was like, what's going on with her hair? Because it was it was dark brown and then bleach blonde at the ends. And I was like, I wonder what she's trying. Did she do that on purpose? Or is she letting it grow out? That was my first thought of you. And then you turned around and said, do you want to go watch Pink Floyd's The Wall at my house after work or after school? And I said, okay. And no one in my whole life had ever been that forthright. I felt like my whole life was like me trying to play cool and like convincing people that I was cool, but I wasn't really. And you were just like, I want to be friends. Let's be friends. Let's go hang out.
Which is so uncharacteristic.
You must have known something.
I think I did. I think it was one of those things that just was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Truly.
And then you saved my life a few times and... No, I mean, like, I had nowhere to go, and she said,
aww,
you come stay with me. Like, it was no thing.
Well, of course.
And so we lived together twice.
We lived together twice.
Successfully, I think.
Yeah.
We're still here. We're still friends.
Temple City and where else?
Temple City.
Temple City times two.
We both moved away and then moved back. And you lived there the second time. You lived with us.
You know, I have to do a rabbit hole right now.
Go.
So
right here, we got into a rabbit hole conversation about a stalker that we decided not to include for safety's sake. Hashtag me too.
That's the difficult part.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They've never been taught that they're being creeps.
Well.
Okay, so anyways, yeah.
Hey, Asha.
Hi, Asha.
Hey, Asha!
I'm here too.
So we have Quinn, my son. He's our chief engineer. Doug, my husband.
Engineer in chief.
Co-engineer slash...
Assistant to chief engineer, Douglas Miller.
Thanks.
Assistant to the assistant.
Oh, Ziggy!
And then Asha.
Asha! Why don't you come over here, Asha, so we can hear you and see you.
Asha's hiding behind the drum kit over there in the corner.
So I never finished introducing you.
Oh,
my friend B. I said you saved my life. We lived together, and then we went down 16 rabbit holes.
The rabbit holes. Maybe that should be the name of the podcast.
The rabbit hole.
I never got to say the things that I like about you.
Well,
my number one favorite thing that I like
obligated.
About you.
I didn't. You know. Okay.
This is making her uncomfortable. It's how silly you are.
Oh, I can be silly. I think it pisses some people off. So I'm glad you appreciate it.
I love it. I feel like there are certain people you can be silly with and others that you can't.
Yeah.
And if I called you, like, Clover Cheeks.
I touched his butt. He made him mad. I'm sorry.
You need to
calm down. It's time to relax. No, it's time to relax.
He's getting too.
Lay down.
Okay, there we go.
Anyway.
So, those are your podcasty peoples.
I feel like everybody's just sitting on
Yeah, that's why I said.
Yeah,
it would
it's
be
weird.
Better if we just put it on record and dipped, you know? Oh, dip. Also, I
what does that mean?
Punch out.
Like punch
it's
out.
It's cool people slang for leave, dip out, roll out.
And Quinn's
that's,
cool.
Yeah. It's how cool
Quinn,
people
can
speak.
You do a, like a cool word of the week, a cool person word of the week for us? Right. Because
so,
I don't
cool person
I
word of the week.
Just to let
Liddy.
You know, you're not in
Liddy?
It at all.
Liddy with T's or D's?
Liddy
okay,
with
now
two
you
T's. The root of the word is lit.
Like
which,
you're lit.
Yeah.
But it means something different now. It used to mean you were high or drunk or whatever in
right.
the old days. Now it means like
now it just
you're
means
hyped
fun.
Up.
Yeah. This party is lit. This
mm-hmm.
podcast is lit.
We're Liddy.
We're Liddy.
I just don't we're like
Liddy.
This camera setup at all.
It's worth learning. It's okay.
I feel like you can put like something on
you
both
never hear,
sides.
You hear Josh or Chloe
to
or
keep it
Swoop.
Like this.
Yeah,
Jay
no personal.
Or Clobear.
You're making adjustments.
You get me? Like, we can put something, like, in the middle.
Clobear. They don't, they try to avoid me at this point in the game.
Get
like, they're kind of at that age where, you know.
No words are spoken to
they,
you?
No, oh, no, no. We talk and stuff, but, yeah, I'm not allowed into the secret realms
of youth.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
That's okay.
Now we'll go later.
What do you want to talk about for our next show so we can
screens and.
I have one.
What?
That's related to all this. And it was where I was going at first. It was one I wanted to propose to you guys. Okay, so like, the people at Facebook have an algorithm
uh-huh.
for
okay.
scanning people's messages. So there's been criminal cases where like a 30-year-old is talking to a 13-year-old and once it starts to get too many red flags in forms of words, they'll take necessary measures, you know, call the police.
Really?
Like
do
yeah.
they really?
Yeah,
they intervene?
Yes. Yeah. And it's supposed to be private, you know. But if it ever gets too much, it'll be bad. So like it could be a case where they let's say they have an algorithm for recognizing like stalky language. Like they see someone who's been out of your life for some amount of time. No, you haven't talked to them, but they keep messaging you. They might determine that automatically to be a stalky thing, and then they'll have one of their, you know, employees check it out. Do you guys think it's a good thing? Is it bad? Should we be giving them our private information in exchange for our safety?
That's
is there
a really
balance?
Interesting.
I mean, that's a good question for a lot of areas in our life, not just for Facebook, but I see what you're...
I think the digital sort of social media realm is unique. And
it is,
because
they watch what you do, not only the information
territory.
You give them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, never, ever in the history of humanity has this been an issue.
Right.
Right.
I mean, and that happens continually across the, you know, board. So...
I feel like... It's such a slippery slope.
If you were to say yes or no on should they be able to read your messages?
I would say no.
I would say no, but I don't expect it. I mean, I figure anything that...
Anything on
anything
there.
Anything I put on the computer, on social media, emails, I figure all of that's being picked up somewhere or... Somebody has the ability to pick it up.
Mm.
That's how I felt
truly.
Too. I was scared for my little sister to send me her passport information just
yeah.
over text message because I don't trust
yeah.
the internet.
Asha's going to Paris.
Going to Paris, Ooh, y'all.
Nice.
She's attempting to twerk. She just fell.
The reason I'm saying it's a slippery slope is because, like the example that you gave, let's say there's a pedophile or something
mm-hmm.
sending messages to young women, like. Of course I would want that person
Stop.
To be flagged.
Yeah.
Right.
But...
You'd also want them to be found if one of those girls
right.
goes missing or something
happens.
And
Facebook makes that really easy to do.
It makes it really easy. And obviously they've shown that they will invade our privacy.
Well, yeah. And they're not a reliable
not legally.
Source of information.
Right.
So it's...
It's a hard one. That's a hard one.
It's almost like, I mean, if you want ultimate privacy,
you just don't.
You have to not engage in technology. And I, you know, I've heard it said that hackers could get in through your through your Nest cams and all that stuff. And that those are the easy doors to open.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have all, when your whole home is just steeped in technology, how can you assume you have any anonymity?
Hey.
There is none. There's no privacy.
I mean, even just walking down the street, there's cameras everywhere. If a crime is committed in an area, they will see it from some
thing. It's all over the place.
Thing. They're both.
Are they fighting? So our engineers took off.
We can be free to say what we
want.
So
now we can run around and touch the microphones. Be squirrely.
I want to talk about the podcast. Get that on. Like, here's what we want to do with it. And
okay.
You know what I mean?
Let's talk about the podcast.
I mean, more like a...
What our vision is for the podcast?
Yeah, like our vision, what it's called. All we have is a bunch of people screaming, Curio!
Curio!
Cheerio!
Did Quinn shut it down?
No.
He bailed.
Work called.
But are you guys still alive?
Apparently.
Yes.
We were going to talk about the podcast, like what we want to do with it.
I want to talk too. I totally was thinking, oh my god, I want to talk, like for reals.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like face to face, no screens. Like I can like be here, looking at you.
What?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
So, our idea about this podcast was to have a forum for the both of us to get together because we like talking to each other. And Ziggy. And just talk about things that are interesting to us. Mm-hmm. Things that we are curious about. Maybe have people on that...
Have answers.
We don't have.
We have questions. We need answers.
I have a question.
What's your question, Cass?
What time is it? I'm just kidding.
I have an answer. Look. The screen beast saith 7:06. Oh my gosh.
Perfect. That's a perfect time of day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so from now on, this is kind of a silly show just to get us started, a pilot to get our jingles out, but we'd really like to discover things about our world that we don't know, or talk about things that are bothering us, or even feed the kids a little bit of history or civics or ethics. Not you kids. I mean, like, kids.
In general.
Yeah.
I think there's an enormous need for ethics and discussions about morality and ethics and how...
Well, morality is one thing. And I think it gets thrown around a lot. I think what we need more are ethics in this country.
Okay.
Because morality can be faked.
We need something.
Yeah.
We need something. Because not having much lately. Right.
I was really surprised last night when I was watching like Jimmy Fallon or... I stay up late. Seth Meyers, I was watching one of those, and
you do stay up late.
I stay up really late. She's already yawning, and it's 7:07.
Can I say?
I was really surprised. There was a breaking news from the summit in Singapore.
Oh, what was it?
Well, it doesn't matter what it was. My very first reaction was breaking news. We've gone to nuclear war.
Oh,
my heart started going.
Right. Yeah,
I really thought we were about to die, especially here on the West Coast. And then it was just them smiling and shaking hands.
Breaking news.
I was literally relieved that he didn't start a fight with somebody.
Yeah. I heard that, diplomacy was going to be the word of the day with him, which is odd because that's not his general tactic.
Mm-hmm.
I read some stories today and I saw, okay, so I follow Donald Trump on Facebook.
Why do you do that to yourself?
I want to see what the hell is happening over there. I want to know what information is coming out of that camp to his people.
Oh, I see.
So he...
Doing reconnaissance for the... Are you a spy?
I'm a spy. So he posted this video, and I didn't even watch the whole thing. I was just like, what the fuck?
Wait, say that again.
What the fuck? It was all these image, these beautiful images, like National Geographic quality images of the earth, of people, of the pyramids, you know, all these beautiful landscapes.
Oh, is this what they showed at the summit?
Yes, I believe so.
I saw part of it.
And I thought, my first thought was, Donald Trump wants to buy North Korea.
Well, one of the things he said to Kim Jong-un was about, you have beautiful condos. Beaches. Imagine condos. Yeah.
Imagine condos.
So he's just trying to get a business deal out of
it. He's trying to get a business deal out of it. And I...
Meanwhile, like, the world's on fire.
It was very clear to me suddenly, this man, this is his only agenda as president, is obviously is to become richer himself. He doesn't care about the country.
No. I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, he never
Well,
did
what
that.
Would you, what, do you see a solution or a way out of this?
Well, we have to vote again. We have to vote him out.
I'm feeling more dire these days about it. I'm trying to still have a good attitude, but I'm feeling pretty... That zipper sound.
Oh, sorry.
It's my good friend B playing with the couch cushions.
I like to touch things and move them around. Just like our president does when he's sitting at a table.
I'm just starting to feel like we're getting too far away from normal. Like, we're so far away from normal that...
We may never come back.
We may never come back to where we were.
I think it's a pendulum. I think it's going to have to come back. And hopefully something will happen that will slow the pendulum down. Because right now it's going way over here and it's going way over there. And we need it to just kind of... We need it to come on down. Get its head together. But yeah, it's off the mark. I heard an interview with James Comey and Terry Gross. Do you ever listen to... I love Terry Gross. I love her so much.
Bye, yeah. Asha.
Doug, you ever listen to Terry Gross?
I do.
She's awesome.
She's great. And she's got her head on straight.
She does. Yeah. She's brilliant, man. Anyway, so she's talking to James Comey and she asked him straight up. This was after his book came out and there's all the hoopla. She said, do you think we should impeach Trump? Do you think he should be impeached? And he said, no. Without missing a beat, he said, no. We need to vote him out. He said, impeachment's too easy.
It's too easy.
It's a super easy fix.
And it doesn't mean he has to leave.
Right. But his point was that we need to kind of come back together as a country and be like, okay, this shit is not okay. We need to stand up for what's right. And we need to get these freaking nut jobs out of office. Get their greedy ass, creepy little hands back
right
into the depths of hell from which they came.
From whence they came.
From whence they came.
I think we need to get money out of politics in all
entirely.
Forms.
Yeah.
All of it.
There's no money in
politics. It's the evil goo that holds this corruption together.
Mm-hmm. It's greed. Greed, 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 greed.
It's so far away from what, the principles that this country was founded on. And I consider myself a very patriotic person.
Right.
And right now I have been so discouraged for a long time.
It's hard to, it's hard. I mean, it's not hard to love the things about this country that make it great, like...
Like California?
Like California. Duh.
I love California.
I'm itchy. Well, like our Constitution and the right to vote and all the, the trials that this country has already gone through. We've already learned these fucking lessons. We've already learned that it's not okay to discriminate against people. Haven't we learned that? Didn't we learn that?
I guess we didn't.
But I thought we did.
I thought we did, too.
I thought there were a lot of lives lost and damaged during the civil rights movement for that very reason.
Right.
And what pisses me off is that those lives are not being honored.
Honored, yeah.
It's...
Get mad!
Shudder! Shudder, shudder. I'm shuddering. I'm going to play with the zipper in a minute.
Are you falling asleep, Doug? Are you smiling? Why?
What's happening, Doug?
Are you crying? Are you drinking more?
Oh, no. Please follow Curio Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And please subscribe. Join us next week when we'll be talking about connection.